Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
As you know, the Star Resort chain is planning to develop several sites throughout the country next year, and this will open up management positions at the new hotels. I received an email from the CEO this morning stating that he would prefer to promote existing employees to fill these roles. He wants each hotel to implement a mentorship program for employees who demonstrate leadership skills. This will guarantee a large pool of suitable management candidates. To begin with, I would like each of you to provide a list of employees in your departments that have management potential. Email it to me by Wednesday.
Number 86. What did the speaker do this morning? Number 87. What is mentioned about the mentorship program? Number 88. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following radio broadcast.
You're listening to Melbourne Today on 103.9 FM. My guest this afternoon is Marcia Summers, a world-renowned explorer who has been featured on the Adventure Channel and the Outdoor Channel, as well as in countless magazines and newspapers. For the past year, she's been making her way across the world in a privately owned sailboat with a crew of only 3 people. She landed in Australia 2 days ago and departs for Thailand tomorrow. I plan to ask Ms. Summers about Marine Protectors, a non-profit organization she founded that is dedicated to protecting the wildlife in the world's oceans. We urge all of our listeners to support this group's efforts. Information on how to make a contribution is available at www.marineprotectors.com.
Number 89. According to the speaker, what did Marcia Summers do? Number 90. What will the speaker ask Ms. Summers about? Number 91. What does the speaker recommend listeners do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement and boarding pass.
May I have your attention, please? All passengers for Transcontinental Flight 837 bound for Seattle are asked to proceed to Gate 224 at this time. Departure is scheduled for 10:45 a.m., and Air Team Gold members and business class passengers may begin boarding at 10:10 a.m. All others will start at 10:25 a.m. Please also note that WestAir Flight 382, originally scheduled to depart at 10:30 a.m. for Houston, will be delayed due to an issue with one of its fuel lines. Technicians are inspecting the aircraft now and will update us shortly. More information regarding the status of this flight will be provided to passengers at 11 a.m. Thank you.
Number 92. Look at the graphic. What time will Benny Stein be permitted to board the aircraft? Number 93. Why has Flight 382 been delayed? Number 94. What will happen at 11 a.m.? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following broadcast and schedule.
In local news, limited power outages will occur in some Atlanta neighborhoods over the next week, as Central Georgia Power is upgrading aspects of its distribution system around the city. The company wants to cause as little inconvenience to customers as possible. As a result, outages in residential neighbourhoods will occur between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and those in commercial areas will occur between midnight and 5 a.m. Atlanta residents are invited to visit Central Georgia Power's website for a full list of scheduled outages. If you experience a power disruption inconsistent with the schedule, please notify the company's customer service department, which can be reached at 555-9175.
Number 95. Why will some neighborhoods temporarily lose power? Number 96. Look at the graphic. When will an outage occur in a commercial neighborhood? Number 97. According to the speaker, why should a listener call the customer service department? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and sign.
Hi, Sandra. I got your message about the team building exercise you're arranging for our department. I like your idea of playing a soccer game at a park, but it'd be best to do it after work rather than on the weekend like you originally planned. Many employees commute from the suburbs and won't want to travel on their day off. If you agree, then Baker Park isn't suitable because it closes at 6 o'clock on weekdays. And while Pine Park is open until 10 p.m., it doesn't have a playing field. So that leaves Taylor Park or, maybe Riverview Park. Let me know which one you prefer sometime today. Thanks.
Number 98. What assignment was the listener given? Number 99. What does the man suggest the listener do? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Where is the sign most likely located?